Chapter 16. Hweg Shul, Nam Chorios.
The Ithorian was physically imposing, as the hammer-headed species tended to be in comparison with humans, and not at all happy.
I have considerable difficulty thinking such disturbing things about Dr. Wei.
Luke, pausing midway through examination of a sheaf of flimsy printouts in Dr. Wei's small home office, nodded in understanding.
I can appreciate that, Mayor Snaplance. Can you tell me what you know of him?
The mayor, standing in the office's doorway, offered a credible imitation of a human shrug.
He has been here nearly 30 years, and has tried not just to get along in the community, but to become a part of it. He was married for 20 of those years to a woman of the newcomers, a jeweler, who died in a land speeder accident. They have a son who is now studying medicine on Corellia.
From elsewhere in the doctor's spacious dome floated Ben's voice.
Doesn't he wear anything but black?
Vistara from another room answered.
You're one to talk.
Some people can pull it off, Vistara. Others can't.
Snaplance listened to the exchange, his head cocked.
Your boy is very energetic. He seems quite responsible.
He is mature beyond his age. In most ways, not all.
He and the girl, are they a couple?
Luke cleared his throat. In some cultures, a question like that would never be asked by a stranger. But on a world like this, in a town where everyone knew everyone else, there was little regard for privacy.
No. And let them continue not to be.
They argue like one.
So you are a couple with every one of your political opponents?
Oh, well struck, Master Skywalker.
And Wei, other relationships? Co-workers? Colleagues?
Luke went back to paging through the sheaf of printouts. Most seemed to be meticulous, mind-numbingly boring accounts of the effects of experimental medicines on test creatures and computer simulations, with emphasis on the slightest variations in their responses.
He technically is retired, now living on medicine patent royalties and interest on his banked capital, so he conducts his scientific explorations chiefly alone. When he wants an assistant, he hires someone from the staff of the hospital or the Enzimar Research and Development Facility, usually a new graduate in need of a little more income. I'll put out word to find out if he has had any such in the last year.
Thank you.
Ben stepped into view behind the mayor. Snaplance moved aside. Ben moved in, a sheet of flimsy in his hands, his expression grave.
Let's see it, Luke said.
I found it under his mattress.
Ben handed him the sheet.